Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Don Smith to talk Horton boys basketball. The Charger boys are 6-13 on the season, 5-10 in the Northeast Kansas League. They'll wrap up the regular season this Friday versus McLeod, but two wins to talk about, Coach. Your team playing pretty well. You go and win at Marhill Mouth Academy 34-22 last Friday, and then win by 10 at Oskaloosa last night 56-46. So two road wins, especially this time of year. Got to have you feeling pretty good, Coach.
Absolutely. We're playing well right now. Just the time we need to be playing well. We're starting to eliminate some of those late game mistakes we're making, our young fellas, and we've got some great senior leadership right now.
I mean, I look at the scores in these two games. I don't know if I've seen the Buck scores yet, but, you know, Marhill, very low-scoring game. Oskaloosa looked like more of a shootout. What was kind of the differences in these games and what you feel like was the big advantage for your team?
I think defensively, at Marhill, I think we're able to kind of close them down a little bit from the arc, from the three-point line. At Oskaloosa, it was a little different look. We, for some reason, were letting some guys stand free, and that's where the point kind of came in. And we were, they were a feisty team. It wasn't an easy game, definitely.
Well, you have the one regular season game left against McLeod. We know your postseason matchup as well, as you'll start sub-state with another matchup against JCN in the first round, a team that you beat just a couple weeks ago. But I'm sure against McLeod, man, you have a chance to win three in a row and four out of five here to close the regular season and senior night too. So I'm sure that plays a part of your game this Friday.
Absolutely. I'm just so proud of these guys. The development they've had over this season has been tremendous. We've got some senior leadership out of Trey Lockwood and Trevor Ottman that, is priceless. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with where we're at right now.
And then sub-state, you know, next week, mentioned JCN, a familiar opponent. But is this a team that can still play its best basketball and make a run? Do you like your draw and taking this team into sub-state next week?
I do. I like who we ended up with. Just like you mentioned, you know, just it wasn't a couple weeks ago, we played pretty good against those guys. So I'm hoping that we can contain that three-point shot again and come out on the top side of that.
Anything that you look at in particular with your team? I mean, you mentioned they're closing games out better. They're building some good confidence right now. Is there any certain thing, I guess, that you feel like will ultimately help determine how far this team can go?
Well, again, I think the key is our young guys are starting to develop and mature. Yeah. They're not making those same mistakes again. And then that senior leadership, that's going to play an important role. I mean, Lockwood in particular, I mean, he's drawn a double team a lot of times now. So, and he's playing well, so it looks good for us.
Well, Coach, have a good practice today and tomorrow, and then good luck Friday as well as sub-state next week. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Don Smith, head coach of the Chargers. The Union State Banks and Sweet Pro Feeds, proud sponsors of the Horton Locker Room Chats each week here on KNZA and MSESports.net.